Be'ez Hashem Mizbech, we begin Perek Shmini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Tumah Tzaras and the laws of Tumah of Tzaras and the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity. When this Perek, the Rambam discusses a new type of nega that are called nesakim, which are negoim on the head and on the beard. The Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, first qualifying what is this nesek and how does one become tummy through it. So nigi haresh v'hazakan, the nega of the head and the beard, hu sheyipol haser shebehem me'ikara, is that the hair is going to fall out from their roots, and the place where the hair was is going to be bald. And that's called nesek. And the nesek cannot be less than the size of a bean, which is squared. Whether that it had a deeper appearance or not a deeper appearance. As Rambam says, although it says in the Torah that it has to be deeper by nesek, it doesn't mean it has to have a deeper appearance. El Lamal Harad is coming to tell you, just like a deeper appearance is a natural from the hands of heaven event of Nesek, so too the Nesek, when the hair falls out, it has to be, when it's becoming tummy, it has to be from the hands of heaven, which is Lahaiti takes clutch from the Saki Adam Shutar. If a person pulled out his hair, that would be tar, that would not qualify by the halacha of Negoim of Nesek. Now, Ba'isha Vasaris, a woman and the Saris, a eunuch, which generally they don't develop. This here, if shehel is a condom sayer, but if on their chin they do develop here, then that is a matam ben nesakim. Then yeah, it will have the same aloha of tumah ben nesakim. That if that here ultimately falls out from its roots, will have that same aloha of a nesak, aloha base. Okay, so that's the platform from a nesak. Now hanesakim matam b'shneisman. These nesakim, they have the tumah with two identifying signs: b'seir tov dak with golden hair, that's small, u'bepisayin or with expansion. And the Yeshbem Hezgesh Neshavuos, their quarantine is for a period of 2 weeks. This is all explicit in the Torah. Kitzar Hasos, Ram illustrates. Misha Nodle Nesek Beresha Biskonim. If someone gets this bald spot on his head or on his beard, Semhoye Beshtes Artis Tuhubis Dakis, Velo Yaisa, or, and the Gir says, and or more, if he has these two small golden hairs, the Incha Menesek Seir Shachakla, and neither is there any black hairs in that spot of the Nesek, then Yachlit is confirmed as a Mitzar. Lohoy Beisir, let's say there was no hair, not black nor gold, so then Yaskesh Vuechet, so then he's quarantined for 1 week. On day 7, they take a look at him again. If Noel Beisir Tzav Dak, if he developed a small golden hair, or the Nesek expanded, which the other Simon of a Pisain, then Yachet is confirmed as a Mitzayr. But Noel Dubai Beisar Shchayres, but if he develops two black hairs, then Yiftar, so then they let him go. That's a sign of Tahara. Now, Loy Pasav didn't expand. Neither the gold here to make him tummy, neither the black here to make him tar. Then, after week number one, you galech svivas hanesek. What you do is you shave the area around the area of the nesek. Now you don't shave the nesek. Now the nesek itself is bald. So what does it mean? As the Rambam is going to explain later on, you actually shave outside, but you leave two hairs at the perimeter, so it could be recognizable if it expands. And v'yazkeh shvua sheni, then you quarantine him a second week. V'chayzer b'dei b'seif shvua sheni, then you take a look at him again at the end of the second week. Impasa nesek, if the nesek expanded, or if it developed the small golden hairs, yachle is confirmed as a b'tzer. Lo'y no b'klum, if nothing develops, then you have to let him go, shein hezgeh b'nesok and yesa sheshvuz, because the quarantine by the nesek is not more than 2 weeks. Now, if after you let him go, Noel by Seir Tzav by Pase, he develops the golden hairs or it expanded, then Yachlid, then he can be confirmed as Matar, just like we said regarding the Nega of that's on the skin of the flesh. So too, that's the same halacha regarding the Nesek. After you let him go and he develops it, that will also make him into Tamei. Lucha Gimel. Now, Ketzim Agalchim Nesek Nesek. How do you go ahead, we said after the first week, and we want to see if it's expanding or not? How do we shave the area around that Nesek to see if the bold got bigger? So what you do is you shave the hair around the perimeter of that. Now, you have to leave two hairs near the nesek, that you could tell if it expanded to see did it boldness spread out. And for the galachtik shebachalodim, now the cutting of this hair around the perimeter is valid with any person, not necessarily a kohen. Shemek says in the pasuk galach that he should be shaven with any way. And b'chein shebachalodim, it's also valid any type of tool, not necessarily like a razor. Now, even if it was a nazir who's not allowed to cut his hair, he's a melech, the halacha requires that he cuts his hair. His gibla gilchel, let's say they put him to quarantine without shaving his hair, how the muskur, then ultimately that it does qualify for a valid quarantine. Halacha dal, now, seir tzav ha'ama b'tayra, this that we, it says in the Torah, as we mentioned before, regarding the golden hairs as a sign of tumah, hu shi'i k'davnes azav, it should be like the appearance of gold. That's the color. And v'zev shnei medak, so that's regarding the color of gold. Now, this that it says that they are thin, actually, hushtiya cuts it, actually means to say that it should be smaller than the other hairs. But again, it has to be big enough, as Rambam says in Halacha Hey, that it can be taken with a scissor. Not Abul Hoya Arach, but if the hairs were long, even if it was gold in its color, in a simatoma, that would not be a sign of tumah. It has to be dak, which means small. Halacha Hey, shtei sa'aris hatzubais hadakas. So, two golden small hairs are simatoma. That's a sign of tumah. And this is Ben Shai Zubit Sazu, whether one was near the other one, Ben Shai Menuchak Zubit, whether one was far from the other one, Ben Shai Be'emta Nezik, whether it was in the middle of the Nezik, Ben Shai Be'sefer Nezik, whether it's at the end of the Nezik, Ben Shai Kodma Nezik Eser Atzav, and these are because these are variables by some of the other Negoyim, so it's important to mention them. Ben Shai Kodma Nezik Eser Atzav, whether if the Nezik was there before the golden hairs, Ben Shai Kodma Eser Atzav Eser Nezik, whether the golden hairs were there before the Nezik, either way, I read some of the Tumah, it's going to be a sign of Tumah. But as long as you and the tallest bazooka, as long as it can be taken with a tweezer, with a scissor, as long enough for that, Kamish Ram Basir Allah, like we explained when we talked about the Urhabasa with those Baharas with regards to the white hair. Allah Bab now continues regarding black hair being a counter for that of actually Fatara, and depending if it's newly sprouted or it's the old hair that remains. So I say Hashachar, regarding the black hair, Hamatzl bin Asakan. That actually saves from the tumma of a nesek. Meaning, if you find a nesek black hair, whether it was originally there or it sprouted after the quarantine, that's actually going to be a sign of tahara, as the psukim mentioned this in the psukim over there. So, in pachas mebeisaris, that cannot be less than two hairs. Moreover, the ena metzilis, and it's not going to save from the tumma of the nesek, actually orkan, unless the black hair is long enough, k'dei lochav reishon likaron. This is longer than the measurements we mentioned regarding the gold hair, that you could bend over the tip back to its root. And this is Ben Shai Zub Tzadzu, whether the black hairs were near each other, Ben Shai Mevazor, whether they were scattered. But Vushiyu Be'emtza Nesek, it has to be in the middle of the Nesek, that's what's called Mevutzer, where it's surrounded. And Vishraman HaNesek has to remain from the Nesek, Panoi, open space, Ben Aser Shachar, from the black hairs, Shebetecha that are inside of them, Ben Aser Shachutzlai, and from the hairs beyond the Nesek. How much of bold space has to be? K'dei Tzmichas Shtei Saris, the amount that two hairs could sprout over there. But let's say the two black hairs that remain are on the side of the nesek at the edge. Then in the matzilis, I'm not going to save the tumah of nesek. Ketz matzilis, how does it say? Shem nisha b'techa nesek, that if it remains inside the nesek, shtei saras chayis, two black hairs. Afa bishen no de benesek seret sarav dakoy sarpasa. So even though it developed in the nesek, the simani tumah of the small golden hairs, sarpasa would expand it. Doesn't make a difference. Here's a tar. The anti-tumah are the black hairs. It will protect from coming tummy. Now, let's say it was confirmed as a mitzvah with the golden hairs or with the expansion. And then, it was confirmed because there was no black hair then. Then subsequently, with samach b'nesek sh'tesar sh'chayres, then the nesek sprouted two black hairs, tarha nesek, that has purified the nesek, umatzilis, and it saves miyad ha'pisayin, miyad ha'ser tzav, from the fact that it expanded and the fact that it had the golden hairs. And this is Ben Shet Samchu Be'emtza Nesek. Regarding to this halach, it's actually different. This is whether it's sprouted in the middle of the Nesek, and Ben Shet Samchu Be'soifo, even if it's sprouted at the edge. And the reason for that is, Sha'atzeimeach, because that which sprouts, which after was already confirmed, is actually Matzah B'chamak, actually protects wherever it is in the Nesek, even if it's not surrounded. And B'hanishar, in contrast, as we mentioned before, the black hairs that remain, which never fell out at all, there ain't a Matzah Yerachim in Akama, that will not protect until it's distant from the healthy hair that surrounds the nesek, shtei saras two hairs. So it actually depends if it's original or if it's new. Halacha zayin, shtei saras shetzamchu. Now, regarding these two hairs that sprout, if achas shchar, if one is black, v'achas levon leitzuhaba, and the other one is either white or gold, or achas arucha, one is long, v'achas ksar, one is too short, in the mitzvah, it's not going to say it again until we say both are black and both are long enough to put the edge, turn it over to its root. Nesek, this nesek, shehuchlit, that was confirmed as a mitzayr, b'seyutzav, but beside the two ways, either with golden hairs or with the expansion, the nod b'seyut shachavatir, and as we said before, and let's say it develops the black hairs and it purifies it, alpha b'sha holach haseyut shachar, and even if the black hairs disappear, here's a tar, it remains tar. Actually, because it like almost negates and it invalidates what was tummy up until now. Actually, evol b'seyutzav acher, until it develops other golden hairs, or it goes and expands a different time, after the black hairs had left. Krishna, it says in the pasuk, it says nirpa hanesek, it when the black hairs are there, it has healed the nesek, tar, it's tar. So kivin shenisrapi, tar, once it gets healed, it's tar. Although the original samani tumah are still there, it doesn't make a difference, it was healed. It was neutralized, until you actually have new golden hairs, and you have a new expansion. Halacha test. Hechlita b'seir tzav. If it was confirmed as a mitzayir with the golden hairs. So ben shechlita b'tchila, whether it was on the intake that he was confirmed, ben shechlita b'seir b'shavu rishon, b'seir b'shavu shen, or whether he's confirmed as a mitzayir at the end of the first week of quarantine, at the end of the second week of quarantine, or shechlita acham b'tor, whether he was confirmed as a mitzayir after he was already let go, and then b'halacha seir tzav, and then the golden hair disappears, but b'nod b'seir tzav achar, then develops two other golden hairs. Or let's say he developed expansion. Either way, Harry's a Mukhl Kishoy, so he still remains confirmed as he was, which is similar to what we said, the same thing in the end of Perek Dal regarding Nigger or Basr, because ultimately he got back what he had lost. And Machin Machlita, but Pisayin, same thing is, let's say if he was confirmed as a Mitzayra because of expansion. Bemisayb Shavurishin, which not possible intake, whether at the end of the first week, or Bemisayb Shavurishinu, or after the second week, or Achabator, after he was already let go. And then Maholacha Pisayin, and then that expansion disappeared. But then developed a different expansion. Oh, you should know Lisa itself. Or like the inverse of the previous case, here it's like he developed the golden hairs. Okay, he's a mukhli kishoy. He's going to remain mukhli as he was. Actually, he shows him in Tumah until he doesn't remain the sign of Tumah. Or until he develops two black hairs where that automatically neutralizes any other sign of Tumah. Halacha Yud continues regarding when there's two nesakim. Shnei nesakim. There's two nesakim, zeh b'tzad zeh. One on the side of the other one. And each one has the minimum size of a gris. And you have a shita shel seir shachar mafsekes b'neim. And you have a row of black here that separates between these two nesakim. Now, it doesn't protect because it's not surrounded. As we said, it has to be in the middle. But this is not the middle. It's separated between these two nesakim. But v'nifritz haseir hashachar. There's a breach in the row of the black here. And v'nesek memakam echad. You have the nesek from one side. Hadeu k'mayishayah. Still, it's going to remain as it was. Meaning that the black hair is not going to protect and has to be quarantined. Why? Because the black hair that's between them, it's on the side of both of these nesakim. So the sides doesn't help. But let's say the row was breached from two places, from the top and the bottom. So it comes out that actually now the breaches are surrounding from these two nesakim and the black is in the middle. Oh, tar, it's going to be tar now, then the sakam. Shari nisha menashita, because it remains from the row, the emtza nosik. Now, it's in the middle, because now these two are connected by surrounding the black here in the middle. Now, v'kama yibachol pirtzim, how big does each breach between in the row the black have to be? Ein pachis memkoyim tzmicha shtei saris. It can't be less, as we already said this, less than a sprouting of 2 hairs, because less than that it won't be considered mavutza, that it's surrounded by the nesik. But let's say, even if the breach was only one place, but it was the size of a gris, oh, how is it tummy? So then, it's going to be tummy. Why is it going to be tummy? Because actually, the breach itself is a different nesek. And the black here is on its side, so it's going to be tummy simply because of that nesek that's in that breach, and the black hairs are on the side of it, and it's not considered gathered inside of it. Now, if you have a nesek, a different case, that you have black here surrounding it, around the nesek. And then you have another concentric circle. You have another nesek surrounding that black here. So, let's say the black here has a hole in it, a breach, that's between them in one place. So tell me, it's going to be tummy. Why? Because the inner panimi is not saved with the black ears. Because the black ears are on the side of it. Not inside of it. So it's going to be tummy simply for the inner one. Now, if it's the same Mishnei Mekamis, but let's say that the row over here was breached on two places, then Tarat's going to be tar. That's a lot of gris, and we're in this case, even if the breach is the size of a gris. Why? Because in this case, ultimately, the inner and the outer nesek become like one nesek because it's now surrounding, the inner and the outer are connected now. And Mesei Shacham Emtsi, you have the black here in the middle. Because again, it was breached. The black here. It's not anymore surrounding it in the whole perimeter. But it has to be that the breach has to be that has to have at least the size of this, that it could sprout 2 hairs in that area or more than that. Look it off. Nesek, if there was a nesek that had a strand coming out of it, meaning from that square area, and v'chem beiz nesakan, or let's say there's two nesakan, shechud yetzim mizel, is that you have a strand of this boldness going from one to the other. So if you have, in the width of that strand, that's a nesek, that the hair is out there, that is missing from there, and the area is the width of how two hairs could spread over there. Okay, zaykin letame. So that mandates that it can be metame if you have over the beseir tzav and the golden hair that's dark, that's small or pisayin or expansion, because it's considered as part of the nesek. And also, it would save if it sprouts over there black hairs. It would protect, and even if there's simani tuma in the nesek. Now, let's say in that strand you have black hair that remained. Well, then the matzah, that's not going to save it until the width of that strand is the size of a gris. Why? Because, as we said, what remains could only protect if it's mevutza. Now, you could only have mevutza, as we mentioned before, if it's the chut is the size of a gris, which is a gris is the amount that you could have six hairs. Now, mevutza is only if you have that. You have these two black hairs, and you have a space of two hairs on either side, which would be a total of six hairs. So therefore, then it would require, if it's remaining here, that the strand has to be then skin the amount of a gris, not enough of just two hairs of its width. Halachid Beis, Ram continues regarding if the nesek spreads throughout the era of the whole area, meaning in regards to what we're discussing. So Mishal Yibodosh Nesek Gris, because it's areas where there's hair, whether it be on the head or the beard. So Mishal Yibodosh Nesek Gris, if something had on his head, a nesek the size of a gris, the minimum size. Ufasa Nesek Akoresh, and then the baldness spreads throughout his whole head. Now he remains with no hair at all. Elapachas Mishtei Saras, only less than two hairs. Hari Zatar, it's going to be tar. Benchen Nitek Kuloi Mitei Chesger, whether this Nitek was totally, that it spread totally from quarantine, or Mitei Chechla, from confirmed Tzair, after it was let go, Kishnama the Pasuk says, Kireich, he's bold, tar, he's going to be tar. If it spread throughout, he's actually tar. Pchenim Haya Nesek Mizikonle. So let's say the Nesek, the bold spot was in his beard, on his chin. The Nitek calls the Kon, and then his whole beard falls out, or he's a tar, he's going to actually be tar. As we found this idea of love and Kule, we find this similar over here. Example, although this last one is not really explicitly in Tereshu B'Ksav, Kabbalah, it's a tradition of Shemhalach Kol Sar Zahazak and Tarhu, that if he loses all the hair of his beard, he's going to be tar. But, V'yistami, or Hazakan, Shekarach, but now the skin of his chin, which now is bald and doesn't have any more Tum of Nesek, but now it can become Tumi B'Niga or Habasar, with the Negam that come on the skin of the flesh, like we explained this, Per Kei Halach Yiraf, now it's considered like regular Arabasar, and not as a place where there's hair is for the Halach of Nesek. Look at Gimel. Habab etzchilo. Someone comes for the intake. V'chol reisha nasik. I call zekan nasik. And his whole head is bald, or all the hair fell out from the roots, or his whole beard is bald. So yaz geshbu echad. So he goes into quarantine for 1 week. Im loy noy leseir tzav. If he does not develop this golden hair, and again, this is what we're saying that's different, and we said this similar to regarding the whiteness, that's only if it's from tuma. But if it's intake, then it doesn't have that halacha. Same thing over here. If on intake he has no hair, that's not going to be tar. It's rather, he goes into quarantine. If it does not develop golden hair, gets quarantined for a second week. If he develops the small golden hair, tummy's going to be tummy. If it doesn't develop, your potty is let go. Now, let's say he develops a golden hair after he was let go. Again, Harizim Mokhla is going to be confirmed as a mitzvah. Noyle Seir Shachar, let's say he develops black hair after he already sprouted gold hair. Okay, Harizim Mokhla is going to be tar, like we said, that, and that's even if the black hair disappears and remains with the gold, like we said by small Nasek, it still neutralizes it. Now, Habak Kuli Nasek Groshoi Zakan. If someone comes on the intake, totally missing the hair on his head or his beard, the Noyle Seir Shachar, and he develops black hair after the quarantine, Tar is going to be Tar Kamashman, like we explained. Halacha Seir Shachar, if the black hair disappears, then actually, Tamim Mishim Pesayin. It's actually going to be, meaning we didn't mention Pesayin up until now because there's nowhere to expand because the whole head was bald. But if let's say he developed a black hair, so although that he remains, generally he means Tar, but in this case, that it was totally bald and the black hair disappears, actually it's going to be Tamim because of expansion, which has to be talking about obviously that the black hair is on the side. Because if it's in the middle, then it actually would not be tummy for expansion, because expansion is only from without, not from within. But be that as it may, the fact that there was black hairs, and now that went away, so that's actually expansion of the nesek, actually would be tummy because of pesayin. Look at Dal Ram continues regarding the separation of the head and of the chin. Haresh vazakan, which are these nesakim that we're discussing, where there's hair on the beard and the head, in ma'akvin zanze, they don't hold back one with the other. In other words, if let's say the whole head of the nesek spread throughout, and it didn't spread in the beard, it doesn't make a difference, it's going to be tar. They're treated independently. And the imtzavim they actually don't combine one with the other. And the imposim themselves they don't spread. The halacha b'soin is not from one to the other. Shemek says in the pasuk tzarasa reish, tzarasa the head, oy hazakon, or the beard. Lam shemek chushum mishnayim. This comes to teach us that they consider two different entities. Now veizel zakon, what's considered the beard versus the hair of the head, because they do connect. It's ma'aperik. It's from the joint shalachia elyon, from the upper jawbone, ad pikah shel gageres, until the Adam's apple, to the that protrusion by the throat. Now that's where the beard is. Now, Meseches Achud, you stretch out like an imaginary line, Ma'ozen la'ozen, from one ear to the other ear, Kol Shem Achud L'mal, whatever is above that thread, that strand, Harim Mechlar Reish, part of the ear and the head, Menachut L'mata, and from the jawbones, from that thread going downwards, would be Mechlar Zakar, would be part of the beard, and those have two different halachas of the halachas of Nesaka.